Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and we're really grateful that you are with us this morning as we continue talking about all things of Catholic schools. We have such a rich tradition of Catholic education in our diocese, dating back to the first settlement in Pittsburgh, and our schools have raised up thousands of students and leaders and have influenced generations of families and communities around the region. This morning, we are heading up the Allegheny River up to Route 28, and I'm really honored to have with us in studio Jennifer Konecki McNeil. She is the newly appointed president of St. Joseph High School in Natrona Heights. Jennifer, good morning, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father. I'm very excited to be here with you this morning. Talk about St. Joe's.
And congratulations on your new role as president. Tell our listeners a little background about yourself, because you have such a great connection, you and your family, to St. Joe's High School.
Sure. So I actually graduated from St. Joe's in 1989. Just so happens my parents are both St. Joseph graduates, and they have a little bit of a sweetheart story. They met soon after they both graduated, so they were classes of 63 and 64.
High school sweethearts.
Yes. Right. So Thomas and Beverly Konecki. Mm-hmm. And it just happens that Beverly Konecki, as I was a youngster, went back to school to get her degrees so that she could teach. And lo and behold, in 1979, when it was time for her to do some student teaching, St. Joseph High School was in need of a math teacher. And so she started there and never looked back. And so she has been at St. Joseph High School since 1979.
Wow.
And so most recently has been appointed Director of Special Projects as I step into this new role that she had held. And so she is, of course, my great mentor in this transition and has been for the last few years as I returned to St. Joe's.
Absolutely. And I was vocation director back in the early 2000s, shortly after I was ordained. And one of my roles was to go to all the Catholic high schools around our diocese to give vocation talks. And I did meet with your mom. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful building there in Natrona Heights. And let's talk a little bit about the geographic area, because the upper Allegheny Valley right there, it's such a great tradition of people along the river, but it also is the border of the Diocese of Pittsburgh and the Diocese of Greensburg, because you just go across the bridge and you're in the two different dioceses. Tell our listeners a little bit about the uniqueness that St. Joseph High School pulls from the Diocese of Pittsburgh, but also the Greensburg Diocese.
Sure. So we actually have students from 23 distinct parishes in 23 public school districts. Wow. So we have students from all over. that are drawn to, I think, our ability to prepare them for college. We say our mission is to prepare you for college life in heaven. And I think as students are looking at that very next step, which is college, they are drawn to us. And as you mentioned, we are very close. The river basically divides us with the Diocese of Greensburg. So we just started now to partner between the two dioceses. The Bishop Kulik and Bishop Zubik have met, and they are starting a new program called Building Bridges. So the idea is to make sure that parents in that AK Valley region know that there is an opportunity for Catholic education from K to 12, regardless of if they have to cross the diocese boundaries. They don't need a passport. They can cross boundaries.
Cross the bridge,
exactly,
right.
So that they can ensure that their children have a K through 12 Catholic experience. So that program literally has just been announced over the past weekend. The Trib picked it up, and so there's a nice article about it.
Good.
And so, but it's very new, and more information soon to come. But we're excited for just what it means. I think with, you know, some closings and mergers, I think people were just unsure of, if I start in Catholic school, what's my path to make sure I can finish?
Absolutely. And knowing that because of the regionalization of both dioceses with our population obviously has changed over the years, that's nice that Bishop Zubik and Bishop Kulik can have that and know that the people there in the Alikiski Valley area have those options of the feeder schools of the elementary schools are also regional, and now a Catholic high school like St. Joseph's, where the location is, would be a perfect focal point. Let's talk about the history of St. Joseph High School. 1915 is when the doors opened. It's one of the oldest schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. It only started out with 9 students. Tell us a little bit about the diversity and uniqueness about the history of St. Joseph's High School.
Sure. And as you mentioned, we were founded in 1915.
Wow.
We were founded initially as a commercial school. So largely, my understanding is we were preparing lots of actually women to take clerical jobs. Mm. And so with you know, within a few years, parents were like, we need to be more than commercial. We need to have a high school. And so the pastor at the time said, okay. So they moved in the direction of actually having a 4-year high school. And so our roots are in Natrona, and so there are great memories of Old St. Joe's in Natrona in the old high school building. And my understanding is that there's lots of good stories that in the 1960s, the building was bursting with students, and the pastor would say, we can't take any more, and parents would still send them. And so we have pictures of students on milk crates. So the pastor would say, I only have chairs for 60 students, but the kids would come with the milk crates and say, well, I'm coming. And so it's really...
Sitting on milk crates.
Yes.
They didn't have enough desks and room.
Exactly.
That's
and
incredible.
Parents from the area were like, you're going to St. Joe's. And we also have, like, from that Natrona area, Natrona has changed a lot. And unfortunately, it's a very challenged situation right now. But the families, we have a lot of legacy families still to this day from that area. The Conroys, the Timmons, like, the list could go on, that just believe in, you know, we're at the point now where we're, like, on third generation of students attending St. Joe's. So see, even some of my peers now, some of my classmates from 89, their children are now freshmen at St. Joe's. So there's quite a bit of legacy, but we're also, you know, opening our doors more, as I mentioned earlier, where we have kids from so many counties and public school areas.
Sure, yeah.
But there's quite a legacy. And then it was in the 1970s, early 70s, that St. Joe's moved up to Natrona Heights. Because at that point, we were moving beyond 4 classrooms. We were 4 classrooms in that old building for all those decades. And so as we moved up to Natrona Heights, we started renting classrooms from what at that time was Our Lady of Blessed Sacrament.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally had 11 classrooms so that the students could actually move around and change classes and have laboratories. So there's a bit of a history as we moved up to Natrona Heights.
So it started in Natrona, and then just they moved up the hill. Obviously,
yes.
They're right next door to each other, but just up the hill.
Yes.
And then to the Blessed Sacrament campus.
Wing, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wing, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then in more recent years, if I can add, our history expanded too. In 2008, we added one more building on the campus where the former convent was to have more laboratory space and then also a gym. Because for all those years we talked about, all that history, we never had our own home floor.
Hmm.
So the men from the 1960s like to talk about playing basketball in the Polish Falcons and like actually wearing their winter coats because it would be so cold.
That
so like we kind of made do with what we had, but now it's a different era. We have our own home floor.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us a little bit about What got you interested in education? Obviously, your mom is talking about the legacy families, the Konecki's are so connected there. But what got you interested in education? Did you want to follow in mom's footsteps?
In 30 years ago, I could never imagine returning to St. Joe's in this capacity. But I took off on an IT career. We had one of the first Apple IIe's at St. Joe's back in the 80s. I started computer programming and I loved it. And so I went on and had a great career. But like after 25, 26 years, I was starting to be a little envious. My husband works in education, and I saw like just how fulfilled he felt when students would be like, wow, you really had an impact on my life. I didn't really get that in IT. At most, people would be like, thanks, you fixed my printer, or thanks, you fixed my system. That's great. So I started to think about moving in a different direction. And so I had served on the board of directors for St. Joe's for about 12 years and on the trustees of our endowment. And I started to think about, besides sharing my treasure, how can I share my talent and time? And it just so happened the pandemic started, and I said, I think it's time for a change. The development director at St. Joe's moved on to another part of Pittsburgh and left. And I was like, I think I'll take that role. So it was a bit of a leap of faith for me, but I have not looked back at all.
So like a second career from IT into now education.
Exactly.
Kind of like me, I was in PR and marketing because I have a communications degree, and then I entered the seminary when I was 25. So I took a leap of faith, and here we are 22 years later, and I'll never turn back. We just have about 2 minutes to go, and we can carry on. Just tell us a little bit about the science background and the qualities that you bring with your background with IT to your leadership as president, and then we'll continue on the second segment.
Sure. And so I think having like served on the board of directors and then having just watched my mom for all these years, I think I brought a good skill set of already understanding kind of how the high school operates.
Sure.
And then also just in my IT background, I was managing quite a big budget. So I think I'm comfortable with like doing finances, but more than that is the relationships. So for all these years, having both my parents graduate from St. Joe's, the number of people we know is just incredible over like 50 years. So it really helps in building that special St. Joe's community. And as I mentioned, Father, before the program, I was just at the reunion for the class of 72, 73, and 74. And it's just amazing to just see that community still exists from those folks almost 50 years later.
Wow. And You're almost the same age as me because you graduated in 89. I was 88. So these people, 72, 73, 74, we were just little toddlers back then. So, and just to have that connection that they're still tied to their high school where they come from, they never forget their roots or their traits. And I can just imagine with the reunions, the stories, and all the wonderful memories that these people have of St. Joseph's.
One of the highlights of that reunion was that those folks were in school at St. Joe's when Father Henny was pastor, and we didn't know till that night that one of his hobbies was video recording and photographs. So there were some beautiful videos shared that night.
That's great. And I know he was a legacy there at the St. Joseph's Parish. Well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, and I want to thank our sponsors for this segment, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And this morning, I'm really honored to have the president of St. Joseph High School in Natrona Heights, Jennifer Konecki McNeil, who is with us this morning talking about the wonderful history of St. Joseph's High School. And Jennifer, we were talking about Father Paul Henny, who was a real long-term pastor there in Natrona and Natrona Heights, very connected to the high school community. Share some more stories about him, because you said he loved photography and videography, and I just really intrigued to listen a little bit more about his history of that.
Sure. So it was wonderful at that reunion that we were recently at, because as we all know, unfortunately, Old St. Joe's burned down the church in the early 1990s, but Father Henny had recorded a graduation mass like in the 70s. Oh. So honestly, it brought a lot of tears to most people because we hadn't seen the interior unless you remembered it in so long. So it was wonderful. And then he just like quietly, as he was a very quiet man, just quietly recorded our students, like even when they were on picnics at Freeport Park. And so there was some beautiful film coverage. And then in that early 1970s, before we left Natrona, he had the students just even hanging out in front of Old St. Joe's, the school, and just kind of their daily interactions. It was just beautiful film. Wow. And I never knew when when I knew Father Henny that he had hobbies because he seemed like he worked all the time. Mm-hmm. And so he was our pastor at the time. And so one of my best memories is that that time we had lots of Sisters of St. Joseph at St. Joseph High School, and Father was in charge of finances and everything. And so it's well known that he basically managed that high school on the back of an envelope. And so his daily stop would be to get on his bicycle. I still to this day don't know how he did it, but he managed to cover that big hill. Argonne Drive, the people who are local know, is a very hard hill. And so he rode that bicycle up there. And so I would see him every day in the mornings coming in with his envelope to see, you know, what payments came in the day before and what was going on. And so, you know, he was a man of little words, but you knew he so much cared for that high school and just the local community. There are so many good stories of all the quiet things he did, even like taking care of food banks and stuff that would be like in their early days.
Wow.
But he was a role model of St. Joseph.
And he rode his bike.
He rode his bike
up and
yes.
from the China.
Simple bike with a nice little basket in the front. Uh-huh. So I don't know if he chopped while he was in Etrona Heights. But he served at my graduation.
Did
so
he really?
He, yeah, so he's just near and dear to my heart because he was a man of simple words. But we love to think about our patron and his virtues all the time. Mm. And so Father Henny, to me, was just just the living image of St. Joseph's.
That was a
of St. Joseph.
There. And of course, the Sisters of St. Joseph from Baden, they're very near and dear to my heart. And of course, they were part of St. Joseph's High School.
Yes. And so I was taught by many sisters. Mm. And one in particular that just comes to mind all the time is Sister Regina Claire Hart. She was way ahead of her time. I was recently in Baden. I go there occasionally for retreat and went to the archives because I was just interested in taking on this new role just to read some of the work of my predecessors. And so Sister Regina Claire actually put together a proposal like in 1980 for a new direction for how we should train the Sisters of St. Joseph to be teachers. And it was like, at the time, it was like they shouldn't just go right out of high school and start teaching. They should have some time to think about developing the skills so that when they work with students, students get excited by the process of learning. And so I was just kind of blown away by it because some of the words she wrote, I'm now sitting around in classrooms at Notre Dame thinking about and talking about as we're thinking about maybe how we need to change how we educate our young people.
Yeah.
So she just holds a place near and dear to my heart. And small fun fact, Sister Regina Claire came back to help my mom when my mom was first principal of St. Joe's in the 90s. And while I was running around the country doing IT work, Sister Regina Claire actually quietly lived in my house Monday
really?
Through Friday
oh, wow.
while I was out doing my work. And then I would come take the house over on the weekend while she would head back to Baden. So not too many people knew that, but we had a great time kind of sharing a house for a while.
That's kind of great. She kind of helped out and helped your mom out.
Exactly.
And helped you out too.
Yeah. Exactly. And I had nice cards from her most weekends when I would return thanking me. And, you know, some very kind words were said.
Now let's talk about one of your famous graduates is Bishop Larry Kulick, graduate of 1984. He's now the Bishop of Greensburg. So obviously having such a popular alumni walk through those halls. Tell us a little bit about other graduates that walk the halls and how now with Bishop Larry being the Greensburg Bishop, how in the, like this with Bishop Zubik, the partnership with both dioceses, how that's enhancing for the future of St. Joseph's High School.
Sure. And just, you know, since our students come from both dioceses, mm-hmm. those that come from Greensburg, right, I think are inspired just, you know, by Bishop Kulick's zest for life, let's call it that. And, you know, he likes to do things big and bold. And so he's a really fascinating figure. And, you know, we still tease him, even though he's a bishop, right? We still tease him about what he did at St. Joe's, and especially Mrs. Konecki, because she was his math teacher.
That's
so Bishop Kulick will always be famous for bringing back May crowning to St. Joseph High School. Ooh. So he really set that as a goal as a junior and a senior. So it's fun. And then nowadays, when he does visit occasionally St. Joe's for a big event, we test the students. So he loves to ask them, do you know what year I graduated? So like, I think it's just him being personable with our students. Mm-hmm. They don't feel like he's a figure that cannot be spoken to. And equally, Bishop Zubik visited not that many years ago and sat with our students, and they did some like incredible faith sharing.
Wow.
So he also has that ability to recognize your audience and like just like connected with our students so fast.
And Bishop Zubik has a connection because he went to St. Veronica's High School in Ambridge and was the headmaster at Quigley in Baden. So both of them, I could see why they love Catholic education and their products of education.
Exactly.
That must be pretty neat with Bishop Kulik, because he walked those halls and he was sitting in those desks where those students are. That would be a good mentorship too.
Exactly. And I think it has inspired a few vocations, because I wouldn't want to put pressure on any of our students or graduates who are exploring them, but we do have young men. John Ferguson from the Butler area was just ordained to the diaconate. And so we have a young man in the seminary in Greensburg as well.
Great.
Yeah. So, and we have a young woman contemplating in a vocation as well. So, I think just seeing that somebody that that sat in your seat went on and did that is very inspiring.
And Bishop Kulik loves classic cars. I know there's a car cruise fundraiser for St. Joseph's, and those are neat things that he brings to enhance the programs and fundraising efforts.
Yeah, and I think he seems to the students like more. Yeah. He's a real person that we can actually approach.
This guy's kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
He loves classic cars.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's talk about your location there in the Alekiski Valley area, because we talked in the first segment about the consolidation. That's really the only local Catholic high school in that area. So, the families that might be thinking about the future of their child going on to a Catholic high school, and there's so many wonderful other options of public school districts there up in the Alekiski Valley area. What makes St. Joseph so special?
We have a wonderful principal who I haven't spoken about, but Kimberly Minnick may be the hardest working person I've ever met in my life. And so she is totally committed to ensuring our students have a good experience. So I did not know this until I started working closely with her. She literally schedules every student. So we really look at what you need. We have some students that come from grade schools where they've already taken algebra, geometry, so they're ready for algebra too. So she works tirelessly so that every one of our new freshman students, she individually worked on that student's schedule to make sure they are getting what they need. And so she does that for the students, like straight through their 4 years at St. Joe's. So I think you really get that individualized attention so that you come out, a successful student ready for college life in heaven so that we meet our mission.
And very personalized too.
Yes.
So it's a small school and, very family oriented. You're not just a number, lost out in the crowd. And to have the faculty, the staff, and the administration, and plus the families, I would think, would have good connections with one another, because it's a family.
Exactly. So when people explore St. Joe's, they often come to our shadow days, and that's usually largely through word of mouth that students are like, oh, to their friends, oh, you should come and check out St. Joe's. So if you come, you can actually follow a freshman for an entire day.
Great.
So I would recommend anyone that might be interested, check out our website, but look for those shadow days. We're starting to sign people up now for those.
Great. Well, Jennifer Konecki McNeil, the president of St. Joseph High School in Eternal Heights, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father. I appreciate it.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And for the last several Sundays, we have been reading in Matthew's Gospel parable stories. Jesus teaches parables or stories to get a point across. And he's talking to the scribes and the Pharisees about the temple tax, and they're trying to trick Jesus. And Jesus tells them, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but give to God what belongs to God. And obviously, as Americans or whatever country that we are affiliated with, we have the civic obligations that we must honor by obeying the rules and paying our taxes. But we also need to repay God with our gratitude and our sacrifice. And as Catholic Christians, obviously, we are grateful for all the blessings that God gives us with our gifts and our talents, but we do our civic obligations and our duties, but we also need to honor and repay God with all the blessings he gives us. So Jesus is trying to teach the scribes and the Pharisees, and he teaches us that to have that healthy balance, to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but give to God what is God, and always never be afraid of our faith and our foundation, our family, and our friends. And thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And I want to thank Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring this segment.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.